Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Gotthelf is here. Jeff is the founder of Gotthelf Consulting, which is he's an author, a speaker, a thought leader on future of product development and design. He works with companies just like yours and mine and big companies to help them get their act together, and especially as they penetrate the digital marketplace, what I call the age of the customer. And their new book, he and Josh Seiden, I guess is how you say that, is their new book is called Sense and Respond, How Successful Organizations Listen to Customers, Create New Products Continuously. Jeff Gotthelf, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here, Jeff. And I've been saying for a long time that if you want to know what you should be doing tomorrow or a month from now or a year from now or 5 years from now, that information is knowable. It's in your customers' and your prospects' heads. What do you think?
I completely agree. And as working in the field of, my background is in design, and coming up through the world of design, you're taught to learn and understand and really live with the customer and learn how to understand what's in their head, right? It's not necessarily that customers know what they want, but they know what they're trying to achieve. And if you can learn that and pay attention to those patterns, you can start to develop and grow and evolve your businesses to continuously solve those problems.
Well, and if they're B2C, if it's a B2C in a relationship, it's where's their pain, right? What are they lacking? What are they trying to solve? If it's B2B, it's what are their customers need? What is their customers' pain? And why do people make that so complicated? I don't see it as complicated. Do you?
Honestly, one of the biggest challenges is simply getting people to A, talk to their customers, and then B, listen to what they're actually saying. And I think one of the main reasons for that is leaders, managers, executives, founders, they're afraid to hear what they're afraid to be wrong, ultimately.
They're afraid to risk what they know for what they might learn.
Exactly. Yeah, they have a vision for what they believe their company does and the value that they bring to their market, and they're concerned that if they go out there and learn something that is contrary to that, that's going to somehow reduce their credibility, reduce their viability, all of those things.
And Tom, I'm sorry, Jeff. Tom was my last guest. Jeff, the thing is, what you just said and what I just said, those aren't assessments; those are indictments.
Absolutely. The capability to understand your customer today is unprecedented. There's never been the kind of abilities that we have today through technology and through the distribution of software and the nature of modern business to understand what our customers want.
The level of engagement is astonishing, isn't it?
It's amazing. Again, there's a transfer of power here too. I think as you know and have written about from the businesses who could at a time there was everything was held at the business, right? They could control the product, control the message. Today, the value of your product is determined by the customer. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. They get to tell you if you've put out something meaningful.
Well, and there's another group of people I don't know if you haven't been around as long as I have, but see, I remember when the only people that were in your world were suspects, prospects, and customers. But today we have users and communities,
influencers.
Yes, those are influencers. Users are people that are never going to do business with you, but yet they have a point of view about you. Communities are all those people wrapped up into a locale, into a venue almost, and there's conversations happening that could illuminate ideas for you. And we didn't have 30 years ago access to those people.
No, and today they have access to everybody in the same way that, you know, that a company would have access to a marketing to some kind of a marketing machine. Today, the web, technology, forums, Facebook, discussion groups, those are the distribution channels for these messages, and you're not in control. Your customers are.
Do you think part of the reason why there's so much resistance to what you talk about in your book, the reason why your book is important, is because for all the years I call the millennia, I call the age of the seller, we were able to conceive of what we wanted to do. We were able to come to our own opinions. And because there wasn't that much competition, we could kind of force that down the marketplace's throat, so to speak. But today, with so many options, you can't do that, can you? You can't be a gunslinger out there with your ideas. You have to collaborate with your customers.
The barrier to entry to building almost any kind of business is so low that simply providing that service is not enough anymore. Maybe there was a time where being a bank or a bookstore or a retailer or whatever it is was enough of a deterrent, but these days you can have a business online selling something in hours, and that means that if you don't somehow differentiate what you do based on what your customers need and are asking for and are trying to achieve, then yes, you may not lose to a huge competitor, but you could die the death of a thousand cuts, right? Because there's different businesses doing a little bit of business.
That's the other thing. So much of your threats are coming from entities that you didn't even know existed, that didn't exist maybe a year ago. So what we're talking about now, this is the sense part of this, isn't it?
Yes.
This is where you're identifying, you're recognizing, you're internalizing, and you're admitting to yourself, these are issues I have to get under control.
That's right.
Is that how you think of sense when you think of sense and respond?
Yes. So really, the core way to think about this is humility. This is a humble approach to running your business that says, I'm going to make sure. I have a great idea. I have a strong opinion.
But Jeff, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an egomaniac.
I know.
I'm an egomaniac. What are you going to get humility out of me? You can't. Hey, I need your website, Jeff.
My website?
Yes.
Gotthealth.co.
It's GOTHELF.co?
Yep.
Okay, so check it out, folks. The book is called Sense and Respond. Quick break, 20 after. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.